Sid Valley Radio, around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, good evening to you. This is Gavin Stewart. It is the 29th of April, my goodness me. Tomorrow, the last day of the month. Anyway, we're here for the next hour, so let's have some music. And we start off with the musical birthdays, as per always, and Malcolm Sargent, born 1895, conductor and a famous person on TV. Here he is playing with the, London Philharmonic. It is the Hebrides Overture or Fingal's Cave. Written by Mendelssohn way back in the early 1800s, and he went on a steamship from Oban over to the Isle of Staffa, where Fingal's Cave is situated. And he was so seasick, even worse, because they had to go off the big boat onto a little rowing boat to get actually onto the Isle of Staffa. But once he got there, he recovered, and it so impressed him when he actually got back to the mainland and recovered from his seasickness. Then he came up and wrote this piece of music, of which it is the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Yes, sorry about that, Sir Malcolm. Anyway, let's listen to part of it, because it goes on for another 8 minutes. Part of the Hebrides Overture. I always thought it was the Hebridean Overture, but it's not. It's the Hebrides Overture, written by Mendelssohn, and that was Sir Malcolm Sargent and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And just by the way, my music teacher when I was at school in Edinburgh, she was a pupil of Sir Malcolm Sargent's down in London, before she graduated, came back to Edinburgh and taught music. And I think she was a doctor of whatever it might be, music, I expect. Anyway, there we go, dredging up memories from being at school. Who's next? Oh, yes, Duke Ellington, born 1899. Here is In Sentimental Mood. Thank you. Duke Ellington in sentimental mood, and he was joined by John Coltrane on that track in sentimental mood. Duke Ellington would have been his birthday. Moving on, our next artist celebrating a birthday is Donald Mills, one of the American Mills brothers, and he was born in 1915. Well, here they are. You always hurt the one you love, the Mills brothers.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. Always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all. You always hurt the one you love, one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose, crush it till the petals fall.
Brothers, you always hurt the one you love, celebrating the birthday of Donald Mills. Oh my goodness me, I don't remember them so much on the radio, but certainly the next group I do remember, because I was at primary school and we always used to chat about the music we'd heard over the weekend on the radio. And of course in them days it was the Light Programme, the Third Service or the Home Service or Radio Luxembourg, and we always used to chat at school. I say at primary school this was, and one of the groups that used to be spoken about and then a burst of song would be about the Coasters, and this was the song in question. And we celebrate the birthday of Carl Gardner from the Coasters.
Fee, fee, fa, fa, fo, fo, fum. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown. He's a clown, that Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught, just you wait and see.
Why, they everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knees, I know that's him, getting 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught, just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall?
Everybody always picking on me. Everybody always picking on me.
The Coasters, Charlie Brown. Yes, so brings back memories, talking in the school playground. You weren't allowed to talk in class, of course. You got punished for that. Oh my goodness me. Such memories coming back about primary school and the music we used to listen to way back in the late 50s and early 60s. Now, April Stevens, her real name was Caroline Lotempio, and she sang with her brother, and he had the stage name of Nino Tempo. So, Nino Tempo, April Stevens, must be this song.
Sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to twinkle in the night. In the midst of a memory, you wander on back to me. Breathe in my name with a sigh, in the steel of the night. Once again I time. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, sweet lover will always be here in my deep purple dream.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to twinkle in the night. In the midst of a memory, you wander back to me. Breathe in my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams.
And as long as my heart will be, sweet lover will always be here in my deep purple dream. And as long as my heart will be, love will always be here in my dream.
April Stevens celebrating her birthday today. Sadly, no longer with us, and neither is Nino Tempo, as far as I can recall. Anyway, and in the notes, it says, had a hit with Deep Purple, not the group. It was a song. Yes, not to be confused with Deep Purple, the musical group. Now, Joe Porcaro, he was with Toto. He was the drummer. And born 1930, would you believe? Well, here are Toto, not singing Africa, which is probably the most well-known song played on the radio, but Rosanna.
All the way, Rosanna, yeah.
Susanna from Toto. Yes, celebrating a birthday. Now our next musical birthday. Young lad born in Glasgow, he was way back in 1931. And Anthony Donegan was his name. Changed his Christian name to Lonnie. Started recording. Had hits with Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavour on the Bedpost Overnight? My Old Man's a Dustman. And then he also had a hit with this one. Have a Drink on Me.
In 1880, down a dusty road, along came a miner with a big fat load. He was caked in dirt from his head to his foot, his hair so black that it looked like soot. Well, he reined in his mule and he hitched him to the rail and he said, old feller, it's the end of the trail. Well, he ambled down to the old saloon. He said, I know it's early and it ain't quite noon. But hey, hey, everybody drink on me. Everybody have a drink, have a drink, have a drink on me. Everybody have a drink on me. Hey, hey, everybody drink on me. It said my uncle died and left an oil well to me. Hey, hey, everybody drink on me. I've been digging all my life and I nearly dug to hell, but my uncle dug potatoes and he struck an oil well. Oh, hey, hey, everybody drink on me. Let me hear you, man. Have a drink on me. Everybody have a drink on me. Hey, hey, everybody drink on me. Have a drink, have a drink, have a drink on me. Drink on me, brother Leslie. Help. Red, black, gold, yellow, gold, guess it's all the same. Take my tip and give up the mining game. You can make a fortune writing Adam Faith songs. Hey, hey, everybody drink on me. One more time. Have a drink, have a drink, have a drink on me. Everybody have a drink on me. Hey, hey, everybody drink on me. Yeah. Oh, well, have a drink, have a drink, have a drink on me.
Lonnie Donegan, of course, started his career off as banjo player in Chris Barber's jazz band and then recorded with Chris Barber, the Rock Island Line. It was a semi-hit. He then went solo with the Skiffle Group, recorded it again, had a hit with the Rock Island Line. There we go, Lonnie Donegan started a great career off and he wrote a few good songs as well. Anyway, moving on, taking us up to tomorrow's front pages, we have Rod McEwen and a hit for him called Jean.
Jean, Jean, the roses are red, all the leaves have gone green. And the clouds are so low, you can touch them, and so come out to the meadow, Jean, 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 you're young and alive, come out of your half dream, dream. And run if you will to the top of the hill. Open your arms Bonnie Jean. Till the sheep in the valley come home, I'll wait. Till the stars fall around me and find me alone. When the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting for Jean, Jean. The rose is red, you know the leaves have gone green, and the hills are ablaze with the morn's yellow haze. Come into my arms, Bonnie Jean. And the clouds are so low, you can touch them, and so come into my arms, Bonnie Jean.
Rod McEwen, a song called Jean. And 22 seconds after 11:30, we have a look at tomorrow's front pages. So we start with the Daily Mail and a picture on the front page of Kate, who is up in Mull at the moment, the Inner Hebrides. She and William are up there. And the main headline is Notorious Hackers Behind M&S Cyber Raid. Retail giant calls in Scotland Yard as fingers pointed at gang that blackmails firms for millions. And I say a lovely picture of Kate, Lady of the Smiles, Kate's sun-kissed wedding anniversary. I say they're up in Mull and staying over the night up there in private accommodation to help boost the tourist trade. The Daily Express. Now campaigners fight to have landmark ruling on biological sex enforced as transformer judge plots a court challenge and doctors voice opposition. Women's battle for safe spaces goes on is the actual main headline. And again, a picture of William and Kate, and also then Kate showing off or talking about her new hairdo. The Times. Trump will not break us, vows Carney after election triumph. Yes, he says that Canada will never ever be the 51st state of the United States and they will remain independent. Net zero is doomed to fail, warns Tony Blair. Again, a picture of William and Kate. And pupils say toodaloo to playing the recorder. That's one instrument I never had to do. It's music classes when I was at school. Maybe they didn't have enough money in school to buy recorders for all the people in the class. Who knows? The Guardian. Trump makes trade deal with UK second priority, officials say. Ukrainian journalist died after torture in a Russian jail. And Amazon attacked in White House row. The Daily Mirror. Our children are starving. Mum's desperate plea as blockade leaves 65,000 kids suffering from malnutrition. The iDaily. Blair blows hole in Labour's net zero plan. Excuse me. The Daily Telegraph. Net zero is doomed, Blair tells Starmer. Picture of William and Kate again. Gov ipso ruling is an attack on our free speech. The Metro Sycamore pair on a moronic mission. And lastly, Financial Times. Carney rides a patriotic surge in Canada by winning the election. US trade gap breaks record as Trump tariff threats triggers surge in imports. What else have we got? Maltese golden passport rules illegal and blow against sale of EU citizenship. Well, make what you want of all that. That is the front pages for tomorrow, the 30th of April. Back to birthdays. Excuse me. I need to slip off a drink. Anyway, Willie Nelson celebrating his birthday. Why not? He's 92 years old today. He's still touring as well. Wonderful. Here he is along with Dolly. Everything's Beautiful.
When I look out over a green field of clover, or watch the sunset at the end of the day, I get kinda moody when I see such beauty, and everything's beautiful in its own way.
When I see a fountain flow from a mountain, or see April showers bring flowers to May, I can't help but ponder, life is such a wonder, and everything's beautiful in its own way.
Words can't describe what I feel inside
when I see the beauty in each coming day.
What my eyes behold can't be bought or sold,
and everything's beautiful in its own way.
When I see the clouds form a black summer windstorm that uproots the harvest and hurls it away, in the midst of such anger, destruction and danger, the storm's even beautiful in its own way.
When I see the leaves drop from off of the treetops, or see the snow fall on a cold winter's day, my thoughts seem to wander into the blue yonder. God made all things beautiful in their own way.
Words can't describe what I feel inside
when I see the beauty in each coming day.
What my eyes behold can't be bought or sold,
and everything's beautiful in its own way. In its own way.
Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Everything is Beautiful in its own way. If you like country music, please join me Thursday evening, 6 till 8, for the Country Bunker. We have new releases, a look at the UK country, Americana, and country compilation album charts, and a couple of oldies thrown in as well. Now, Tammy Terrell, it's her birthday today, born 1945. Sadly passed away in 1970. But here she is, Marvin Gaye, Something Stupid.
stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if you go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true, you never seem so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and all the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you.
Tammy Terrell along with Marvin Gaye and their version of Something Stupid, a song of course recorded originally by Frank and Nancy Sinatra. Moving on, Tommy James off the Shondell fame. Well, they recorded I Think We're Alone Now. Celebrating his birthday along with his band, the Shondells, I Think We're Alone Now. Who have we got next? Well, Anita Dobson. Yes, actress and, of course, wife of Brian May from Queen. This is her Anyone Can Fall in Love. you might recognize the tune. Simon May Orchestra. Anyone Can Fall in Love, of course. Anita in EastEnders originally as well. My goodness me. I can remember them days way back when it first started. Anyway, taking us up to look at tomorrow's weather. Annie Lennox, No More I Love Yous. Oh, Annie.
I used to believe
Love You's fantastic song. Here's Henry and Alex.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
And we have a look at tomorrow's weather for the 30th of April. Blimey, the last day of April. And it's 22 degrees high tomorrow. Overnight tomorrow night, 10 degrees. Tomorrow is meant to be the warmest day of the week for us down in East Devon. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, sunrise tomorrow morning is at 5:50 and sunset tomorrow evening at 8:31. My goodness me. Thursday's 21 degrees, Friday 20, Saturday 20, Sunday 20. So we've got lots of nice weather looking forward, but Friday, Saturday and Sunday showing a bit of cloud. As long as it don't rain, I don't care. Here's Eva Cassidy, a brilliant song written by Sandy Denny from Fairport Convention. Who knows where the time goes? Eva Cassidy. Well, time-wise, it's nearly 8 minutes to midnight.
Across the evening sky, it's time for them to go. By the winter fire, I will still be dreaming. I do not count the time.
Eva Cassidy. A lovely version. Who knows where the time goes? Song from Sandy Denny originally. Eva Cassidy doing a great version. Oh, wonderful. Right, tomorrow on Sid Valley Radio, Bob's here from 9 through till midday. A replay of Huggy at 12 o'clock. 1 o'clock is John Borrett. And it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon is, a replay of my Saturday show. The charts were 1981 this week, so if you want to listen in. Then at 6 o'clock, Tim Stevens. At 8 o'clock, Anthony with the Jazz. And at 10 o'clock, a replay of the Folk Music Show with Stephen Barry from Monday night. We are playing out with Herb Alpert. Well, he celebrated his 90th birthday recently. And he's still touring in the States. Thank you all for listening. This guy's in love with you. I'll not say any more. Take care, everyone. See you Thursday night if you want to tune into the Country Bunker. If not, whenever you can join me, I'll be most appreciative. Herb Alpert, it's over to you.
Who looks at you?
You all stay safe now. Bye-bye.
When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you, I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love.